Well, hello everyone, and welcome to today's very important planetary light meditation number 2. Number 3, 4, and 5 will be in May, so check that out. We will do slightly different perspectives with each call. So today's group, how shall we say, gathering, is really about empowering us to stay in the fifth dimension regarding all of these planetary changes that are going on. And you all know that when two or more are gathered in the name of love, wonderful things can happen. So we'll do a little brief overview of today's call, and then we'll get right into the activation. So, whatever you believe to be happening behind the scenes, this time in history will have a profound effect on the course of humanity and our beloved Earth Mother. What is happening on this planet has never happened before, so understand that we need to hold complete trust in God, in our higher self, even our bodies, in moving through these great changes. There are no signposts, so trust is the key word in everything that we do, at least for the time being. So today we do have an opportunity to course correct back to our original design matrix, that's the Earth and humanity, those of us that know where we want to be. So, we are course correcting the timeline that has been altered, apparently. Hence, the unconscious-conscious agreement to come into incarnations on the Earth, being veiled and forgetting what occurred before we came in, forgetting where we came from, and even forgetting why we're here. That's all being corrected. So from now on, when these changes are really implemented upon the Earth, beings will come in and they won't be veiled. They will not forget. They will remember. In all your subsequent incarnations, whether it's here or other places, you'll remember not to accept any veilings and come in 100% conscious. So we are collapsing that matrix of limitation, pain, and suffering that have been passed down through many, many generations, going back perhaps millions of years, if you can believe that, but definitely a long time. So there is some resistance to this old matrix. So just know that there might be some backlash, pushback from what we're going to do today, but you're going to stay strong in your light and not let it affect you. We are going to create that heaven on earth that we came to experience. The younger generation will experience this. We are, as the Hathors have said through Tom Kenyon, that, we've been in a null zone for a while. We've been in this chaotic zone, if you will, for a number of years. So it's like the photon belt that some of you may know of has been passing through the orbit of this Earth since about the mid-90s. It's getting stronger, and as we move deeper into the photon belt and embrace those changes, wonderful things are going to manifest. Think of the photon belt as pure energy from source. We are birthing a new wave of civilization. So it starts with us, like today, and it's going to spread out into the community, into your area, our country, and eventually the whole planet. including the atmospheres of the earth. So we are going to call in the realms of light and love, as we always do. So those of you new to this work, the presentations are always spontaneous. The activations are spontaneous and evergreen. Many levels to this transmission. So each listening will produce another opening to that area that you're ready to receive. So some of us have come in to embody divinity in our physical bodies, which has not been done collectively before on the earth. Only certain, I suppose, individuals that we call avatars, saints and sages, have been able to do this. But on a group level, it's never been done before, and this is what we're doing. We're going to embody the presence in our physical bodies. So it has been said that when your physical body reaches a certain light quotient, or percentage of divine light, one can begin to really move through the ascension process and into individual enlightenment, so to speak, or full awakening. It has to hold a certain amount of light. If it's only holding 10%, not much there. So we feel that when your physical body can hold on a regular basis at least 75% divine light, that's well into the realm of awakening and self-realization. And obviously you want to do 100% without blowing out the brain. So that's why it's step by step. Don't ask for everything at once. Just ask for what you need in the moment. And as we embody that divine light, the earth also begins to radiate the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th dimensional vibrations. The earth holds all these vibrations. It's just a matter of how much she can manifest at any one time. So even today, we can tap into the 12th dimensional vibrations of the earth regarding the ascension process. So the light body has to be fully aligned with the brain and the heart in the awakening process. And for you to experience the full resurrection from the known to the unknown being our present future, which is being created right now. Possibilities, potentials, actualizations. So let's take a deep breath. We're going to ask you to invite your pets into this call and your ancestors and family members. And those that you know that are struggling with this lockdown, that are having a bit of a hard time with everything. Remember, all your core issues are being activated. Remember, no carry-on baggage to the new earth. That's basically emotional baggage and psychological baggage. Because TSA will catch you if you try to sneak any emotions on the flight. They will tag you, and then you'll have to go to the back of the line and dump out your stuff in the trash can. A little comedy team humor here. Okay. So, segments of this presentation will touch upon what is needed for your acceleration. So we're going to shift into using the analogy of a 5-speed automobile. We're going to shift into fifth gear eventually and set our cruise control to our desired destination. Okay. Now, those of you that don't know how to do a 5-speed, well, you probably have a 6-speed automatic transmission, in which case, when you reach that 6th gear in your automatic transmission, you'll be in cruise mode. We are going to start off in first gear. We're not going to burn too much rubber starting off, right? We don't want to start too fast. So we're going to just do a gradual acceleration. Remember, your brain can only handle so much light at any one time in this present moment. So we don't want to burn out the brain, and we don't want you to experience exhaustion or tiredness. Okay, we want your kidneys to be able to hold the energies. Kidneys and your endocrine glands, very important. We're going to hold the frequencies of the upgrade for the new crystalline grid to be more deeply established upon the earth and earth's chakra system, which is moving out of the old chakra system into the new chakra system. Think of it as a 12 chakra system that has 12 sub-levels, so it equals 144 levels, which are representative of the 144,000 levels of consciousness in your being. Yeah, it's pretty vast. So, collectively, we're going to begin to uplift all this dense energy that's coagulated upon the earth and within the earth. You could say it's just stuck energy and it doesn't know how to move into the light. We're going to help it to move into the light and help to clear the atmosphere of the earth all the way to what is called the fourth layer of the atmosphere of the earth, which we would call the quantum field. Now, in this process, some earthbound souls may be ready to be released back into the light. So just know that we'll be helping those souls that are stuck in the astral to be free of that. This activation will also help those that are choosing to leave the planet soon. So you might want to play this for them. We're going to hold a state of deep compassion for everybody that's struggling right now, that's not aware of what really is happening, so they can begin to feel more of that peace and that love and support. Remember, the acceleration of fear and doubt is really happening upon the planet. And you need to stay clear of that. If you get affected, you'll know what to do. Now, we're being taken care of no matter what it looks like for you financially, medically, and otherwise. You're not going to go homeless. You're not going to die of starvation. But there may be some light workers that may be choosing to leave the planet because it's too heavy. Hold that state of compassion for them. And again, we invite all paths, faiths, and ages to this call. Remembering activations are evergreen and alive and are relevant in any time-space continuum, so to speak. Remember to drink water after listening. And if you need to go out today, make sure you're very grounded with the pillars of light. It is best to listen to these activations with headphones. That way your brain can really absorb the energies. Headphones really make a difference. And make sure you're not distracted. Turn off all technology except this call. Turn your cell phone off. Turn your message machine off. Okay, let's get moving here, folks. Okay, please settle in, release the day, release your to-do lists. Just let go of everything that you're not able to do right now and just be present with this call. Remember, Your power is in the present moment. All right, let's take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Palms facing upwards, thumb and index finger together. Shoes off, feet on the floor, connecting with the earth. Touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth after you do the breathing protocol for relaxation of the body. All right, we're going to call in Council of 14 to help magnify the energies for this call. Call forth the pillars of light, the four pillars of light for the four corners of your home or wherever you are physically. Call forth your guardian angel. Call forth your inner child to deeply receive this activation. Again, we're going to call forth your ancestors, your family members, those that are in need of some prayer work and healing. We invite you to sit on the outer, how shall we say, to sit in the balcony as opposed to the first row. And just do your best to receive. All right, we're going to call forth the central sun and feel and see and intuit that the sun within you is also being activated now to another level. The sun that sits inside your body, that's inside your mind, that's embodied in your I Am presence, your oversoul, your soul. And begin to let go of all energies that are not yours. Allow yourself to clear any energies from the collective astral plane, disengaging all inappropriate cords to your body, especially from your parents, wherever they may be, and your kids, unless they're under 18 years old, or those special needs adults that still need support. But otherwise, all inappropriate cordings, attachments, and bindings. Now, allow this force field of light from the central sun to envelop your energy, space, and your body as if you are cocooned in this beautiful light. I'm going to call forth Sanat Kumar and Lady Venus to bring forth the teachings, to bring forth the awakenings, working with your I Am presence. We're going to call forth the Christ family to bring forth any healing that is necessary, the resurrection energies, the transfiguration energies, the transformational energies, the energies of rebirth, even the energies of baptism, the inner spiritual baptism. Take a deep breath. We're going to call in the Archangel Metatron. Receive Metatron's cube around your body. Going to call forth the violet light for deep cleansing and purification. And Mother Earth's Sacred Heart. And we're going to call forth from my team those elders from various star systems that hold Christed consciousness. In the angelic kingdom, including the fairy kingdom, and we're going to call forth the A-team to work with helping to release earthbound entities that are ready to go back to the light. Okay, we're going to relax the body. Breathe up into your brain and feel as if the central sun is sending your body little waves of light that are moving vertically down from the space above your head, sweeping gently down the body, helping your body to relax the forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelid muscles, your neck muscles, your shoulder joints. The agitation in your stomach. The constriction in your lungs. Relaxing the hands and the fingers. The calves, the toes. Feeling these waves of light moving past your feet down into the beautiful earth. Relaxing your environment. The place where you physically live. Ask the spirit of your home, your neighborhood, your city, your state, your county to receive these beautiful energies of relaxation and calm. See this energy moving into the wildlife in your area. Into the trees, into the fungi, the kingdom of the mushrooms. Into the soil, into the rocks, into the rivers and lakes. Let's take a deep breath into the solar plexus. Now you can put your tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth. Let your body breathe naturally. Allow this relaxation frequency to continue. Disengaging from tribal consciousness, disengaging from all of the chaos upon the planet, releasing, disengaging from your intellect, your emotional body, and your pain body. Allowing awareness now to move into what is possible. Releasing any stuck energies in your solar plexus, especially those that do not belong to you. Emotional energy that does not belong to you. Let it go. Opening up the base chakra. Keep the feet chakras open. The earth star chakra below your feet open. Your energy connection with the earth open. Feel the power of her presence, Sacred Heart, inner earth. allow any turmoil that is within the base chakra to move and to release. Allow the unconscious fears that are held within the base chakra to begin to move, to circulate, to come into your conscious awareness, knowing that all you need to do is take a deep breath, accept, receive, bless, forgive, and let it go. Releasing all fears that are not yours from in utero, releasing the unconsciousness from the veiling, from that old matrix of pain and suffering. Now, as we move further into this activation, Metatron's cube is going to become stronger and stronger in its effects. Know that this is an ideal space which to self-heal, to self-empower, and to envision sacred geometry within all levels of the flower of life. All right, let's move awareness up into the heart and completely open up the heart, activating the still point behind your physical heart, allowing your spirit to come into and to come from the core of your heart, activating the seven sacred chambers within the heart, Archangel Michael is here, going to be working with, again, any levels of entity release, astral influences, take a deep breath, call in your main spiritual guide from the seventh dimension. Call in your Council of Light, your healing team, and your community team. Okay, opening up the throat chakra, activating your clairaudience to another level. Allowing telepathic communication with the masters and the angelic presences that are here. Master Kuthumi, Christed Presence. Now bring awareness to the base of the skull. I'm going to open up that special doorway there at the base of the skull, allowing for a cleansing and a release of any congestion, trauma, pain. Unconsciousness that has settled into that part of your physical etheric body. Yogananda is here to help you with that. Now breathe awareness into the jaw, relaxing the jaw even deeper now, allowing the tension to release. Now receive a cleansing light into the third eye, pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. It's a cleansing of old perceptions, outdated perceptions, perceptions based on the old matrix of pain and suffering, right and wrong, good and evil. Allowing thine eye be single so that thy body can be full of light. Whatever symptoms arise, embrace it. Whatever pressure in the head arises, embrace it. Dizziness, nauseousness, just allow, it'll pass. Taking the light deeper into the pineal, allowing a pineal reset to its original positioning before the veiling. Just breathe into the resistance. Choosing to be awake. Choosing to be about your father's business. That is symbolic of carrying forward your divine purpose. Now bring awareness into the crystal palace, into the very center of your brain, and allow a cleansing of your limbic system, of your primitive emotions and reactions. Allow a reset of your temporal lobes, your frontal cortex, your midbrain, your hippocampus, your pons, your medulla oblongata. Your cerebellum, cerebrum, corpus callosum, your brain hemispheres. Allow your brain to reset to the higher dimensional flows. Releasing that old time-space continuum matrix of cause and effect. Choosing now to free yourself from the whole concept, belief, and idea of the wheel of reincarnation and karma. the wheel of life and death and rebirth. Opening up your junk DNA so that you, the embodied spirit, can begin to express your many gifts and talents and inner knowing from your Akashic records of how you are to create your new life during this lockdown. How you're going to create your new reality. And releasing the fears from the brain, from the limbic system, on how you're going to do this. Or is it even possible? So it's the self-doubt. Going to ask your inner child to come into his and her fullness as a divine child of God in divine right timing, fully aligned with the ascension process of humanity and the earth, the new earth. Now, clearing the space with the violet light above your head into the higher chakras, soul star, etc. Clearing away the static, the psychic static that has been upon the planet for a very long time. Allowing the balancing of your personal atmosphere that surrounds your body. Letting go of the brain fog. Letting go of all of those medical diagnoses that are not correct and not true. And allowing the brain to release all negative side effects from all medications, vaccines, shots, inoculations, since childhood, that have been affecting your body's health and well-being, its nervous system, its endocrine system, its circulation and blood flow and cardiovascular system. Also the pancreas and the thyroid and the spleen, liver and gallbladder, kidneys and adrenal glands, your thymus, solar plexus, your reproductive organs, especially your reproductive organs that have been hindered, that have been malaligned, that has been shut down. Now, bring new life, the resurrection, into your reproductive organs. Bringing back to life your second chakra, creativity, and your ability to create harmonious, intimate relationships. Which includes money, the harmonious relationship with the concept of money, letting go of the vows, Now bring your awareness to the vertical channel, that space above your head and below your feet that aligns with your spinal column, and hold the state of strength, of purity, of divine balance. We're going to call forth the cleansing of your magnetic field, which relates very much to your emotional body. Cleansing all the old hurts and regrets, the angers, the judgments. Letting go of the need to be right. Letting go of the need to take sides. And allowing neutrality to move through your emotional body. Divine neutrality as compassion. Okay, we're going to ground a bit deeper with the Earth Mother. And we're going to connect very deeply with the Christ grid that is upon the planet. All right, we're going to call in all the helpers now. We're going to do some planetary work. That will also affect our solar system, our universe, and our galaxy. Now allow your I am to breathe through and integrate to a deeper level now your embodiment. Setting aside the ego. Instructing the ego to simply observe and experience. Now, bring your awareness to the very center of your brain once again. And hold that focus, staying connected with the open heart and the empowered solar plexus. Keeping your hand chakras open, your feet chakras open. Going to hold the space of being a clear and perfect channel for the power of purification and enlightenment for the planet, for humanity, for all of the animals upon the planet, all of life upon the planet, and within the earth. Now, when you're ready, ask the guides through the central sun to bring forth the energies necessary to recondition your neighborhood. Well, first your home, your street, your neighborhood, your community. A clear and perfect channel for that divine light to move through you into the world. Into the grid of the earth, the grid of your neighborhood. We're asking all souls that are being released from entrapment, to go into the light, to go home, to go back to those that dearly love you. We are working as one light, one mind, one consciousness, holding the power when two or more are gathered. There I am. Holding that state of oneness. Now allow the energies to go into your city, your county, and your state. Deep into the earth. Deep into the hearts of your population, of your community, to include all pets. Now, invoke the power of the blue cobalt ray. Put it in your field. Allow it to move through your chakra system. Deep cobalt blue. All right, see the light that you're channeling through your field. Go directly to the core of the earth. Now we're going to invoke the power of peace and calm for your home, for your street, for your neighborhood, your community, your city, your county, and your state. Power, peace, and calm. Receive this for yourself as well, especially for your inner child. All right, now we're going to channel the energies of awakening. And we're going to send this frequency and vibration to our president, to our Congress, to our House of Representatives, to our Senate, to all those that represent us in government, military, politics, banking, etc. The frequency of awakening. We're going to send it deep into the earth, to wherever it needs it. We're going to send it to all leaders of all countries that are ready to awaken and to be supported. We're going to send it into the atmosphere of the earth. to all civilizations that are upon the planet, that are off planet. The energies of awakening. And the energies of healing. Allow this frequency to go into the historical DNA of your state and your city. Allowing a deep cleansing of the historical energies in your state. The ancestral patterns, the cultural patterns, the religious patterns, and to the animal kingdom that have been affected by these historical patterns, now we're going to breathe in and channel truth, divine truth, again to said recipients. Starting with our government. Into what is called the shadow government. Those being within the earth as well as our atmosphere. Divine truth. And allowance, allowing the truth to be revealed, allowing Prime Creator's plan to manifest on Earth now, peace and love. Going to all governments upon the planet, to all the shadow forces, deep into the earth, into our atmosphere, into the Van Allen belt, stay strong in your space. Clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and blessings to reach all peoples upon the earth and all of the animals and creatures upon the earth, all the wildlife and all the flora and fauna, especially the trees and the waters. Dolphins, the whales, the turtles and the seals, the manta rays and the stingrays, and the sharks, are asking the spirit of the oceans to receive these blessings and all that live within the waters of our planet. We're going to channel now divine balance and harmony for all of life everywhere into the grid of the earth, upon the surface of the earth, inside the earth, inside to our sacred vortexes, portals and gateways, power centers, especially to the Middle East, to Africa, the UK, Germany, China, South Korea, North Korea, I'm going to ask from our divine hearts for the complete healing of Fukushima and the waters off Japan, the atmosphere over Japan, and for the peoples of Japan. And also Chernobyl and the Russian people. And finally, we're going to channel the power of joy to the planetary grid system, to all nations, to all governments, to all world leaders, known and unknown, visible and invisible, to all of the children who are suffering, to all those that have made sudden transitions, and to our elders who are making transition and who have recently departed as well. Power of joy. Feel it in your body. Feel it in your mind. Channel it to the world, to the grid system. And as you allow this, we will have about 5 minutes of silent tuning in so that each of you can receive your message. Okay, begin to finish up. Breathe deeply the light. Those of you who wish to stay in the zone for as long as you need to. And those that are ready to come back to your body, slowly drift back to your body. Regrounding through the feet with the earth. Remember to drink water. And if you go out today, make sure you're fully focused and grounded. If you feel a need to take a nap, please do so. Journaling is very good. Choose to hold the state. If by chance you experience a healing crisis, know that it will pass shortly. Now is the time to create further your divine destiny, your new level of work. Call forth to the universe what you need to start your new business. Move to new location. Start new relationships. Continue to receive the blessings, the grace. And know that you are good enough to fulfill your divine destiny with joy through the power of love and compassion. Intend your new world. Continue to work with Metatron's Cube. We give our thanks to all those that have assisted today and will continue to assist. We thank you so much. We thank your guides, we thank the earth, we thank the heavens. We give great thanks to Prime Source for our life. And know, you can move mountains by belief and trust in yourself. It is given according to your belief and trust in self. Allow the benefits to work over time. This activation will be ongoing until complete, as you allow. Many blessings from Asheville.